is North Fork Works, and I'm Hazel Kahn. My guest today is Stephanie Mariah Horton, a young woman from Greenport, New York, who, as far as I know, makes a living doing something that most young women, or come to think of it, women of any age, would not think of doing. So I'm really interested to hear from her how she lives and works on the North Fork. I have lots of questions for you, Stephanie, so welcome.
Thank you.
Let's get straight to this question I'm really curious about. You are a scrapper.
Yes, I am.
Okay, talk about that. What is a scrapper? How did you become one?
Well, it started in 2008. I was helping family just do a little cleanup, and I found out I could make money off metal. So I grabbed a trailer, I loaded it up, I went to the scrapyard, and I made a couple $100. I'm like, wow.
How long ago was that?
That was in 2008.
So I've tried to find out about what is scrap.
It's very, very, many different types of metal. Copper, aluminum, iron, cast iron, stainless steel, steel.
Some are much more valuable than others, right?
Yes, absolutely. Copper is the top one. Brass, lead, aluminum. And then you get down to your, like, tins and iron. Cast iron is pretty good money. The cheaper the things are, you want to get more weight.
So you said you grabbed a trailer, is that what you said?
Yes. Well, my grandfather had a trailer he used for his commercial fishing, for getting pots and lobster traps and everything. I asked him to borrow it, and he told me I could, and ever since then, it's just been my raggedy scrap trailer that gets the job done.
Did you do any scrapping today?
Today, no. Today, I actually fixed my truck that I came here with. The idler pulley broke, so it seized up on me. So I had to replace that and the serpentine belt.
You know how to do all that?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm mechanically inclined. I might not know everything or know the names or terms, but if I get my hands in there, I'm sure I could fix it.
Really?
Yeah.
With vehicles in particular?
Mostly trucks, old trucks. I'm not familiar with
if
cars.
If you're something in your house or your appliance breaks or something?
Oh, yeah. I dabble in everything. My grandfather taught me everything. My grandma taught me everything. You know, it's good to know everything, just in case anything breaks, or I will definitely try.
Well, it's another way of making money, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
To fix things.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Not usually. I stick to the scrapping. I'll make a couple extra bucks if someone needs a tow or needs help fixing their vehicle, but pretty much just the scrapping. The actual business itself in scrapping metal, I mean, it can be competitive, but it's usually everyone on their own. It's not survival of the fittest, but if you want to, you know, be number one, or if you want to get the most work, you have to, you know, get up early. You have to be the one that is a people person, that can call people, introduce yourself, get the word out there that this is what you do. But there are times I have run into other scrappers, and they've already gotten a job before me, which is disappointing, but it's there's a lot of people in Greenport that do it, and on the East End.
Because it's territorial to some extent.
That too, yeah.
I mean, do you go throughout the East End? Do you go to the South Fork?
I do. I have friends over on the South Fork, so they're always keeping their eye out for me. I do not travel past Riverhead area unless it's absolutely worth it. I know the profit I'll make. You know, I don't mind grabbing little things here, little things there. It adds up after time, but it's a lot of money to just drive around with my trailer.
So does that mean you already know where you're going when you go out?
Well, yeah. If I have something set up or arranged already, I will know if I need to bring my truck or my trailer. And if I don't have anything set up, it's usually just a day. I don't plan to work that day. I just drive along, and if I see something, then I'm working.
You said your friends might let you know, but how else would you? And you said about being a people person. So
yes.
What do? You call people?
Usually I go to restaurants in person. I talk to them and tell them what I do. And a lot of commercial businesses, when they have renovations or cleanups or if their stove breaks, I ask them, you know, just keep me in mind. I am a scrap metal recycler, so I give them my number. I also go through Craigslist. On the free section, there are a bunch of pages on Facebook for yard sales and free things and really, you could find it anywhere. But talking person to person with someone is a good way to get your name around.
So is it a good business then?
It is. It is, because it's not a 9-to-5 job. So, you know, my family can still rely on me if they need me. I can do it whenever I want. And I make just enough money to get by. And that's all I really need. That's all I need.
You said to me before that, you know, money's not that important.
Yes. Yeah.
Talk about that.
Well, I was raised where, you know, my grandfather did spoil me a little bit, but I seeing him, he is such a hard worker. He's worked for 55 plus years on the water, and getting raised with that kind of work ethic just makes me driven and to work just as hard as my grandfather. So whenever I have the opportunity, I go to work and find something to do. That's why I do so much stuff. But money-wise, money's great. Everyone loves money, but I just need to pay my bills. You know, as long as I have a roof over my head, I'm happy. I mean, the more money, the better, of course, but usually when I have money, I only buy things I need. I never really buy anything I want anymore. It's a little bit of a struggle, but like I said, just enough to get me by, I'm fine. Whatever I can and that my body can do.
Yeah.
And my truck can go and my trailer can haul. I can rely on myself proudly. And that's all, like, I'm very happy about that.
So your grandfather, I think you said, was a commercial fisherman.
Commercial fisherman.
Do you live with your grandfather?
No, I'm renting a room right now.
Renting a room?
Yes.
In Greenport?
Yes.
Which is also where you grew up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you grew up in Greenport? You were born in Greenport? You went to school in Greenport?
Yes. After high school, I moved down to North Carolina, where my mother lives. I was going to go to college there, but then I got too busy working two jobs to afford rent for my house down there. Unfortunately, I had to move back due to a family death. I love it down there. I would like to go back.
Would you?
Yeah, I would. It's a beautiful place. It's different. The atmosphere and the environment is so different. Being raised on the water and then going down inland to North Carolina, I can't look a mile in any direction and see water. It's just very different to me. I love the North Fork. Living here too long, I don't think I like it that much. That's why after high school I moved. But you can't get far on Long Island, unfortunately. The work out here is limited. It's mostly seasonal jobs, restaurants, and I don't feel like you can go far. So me scrapping, I'm not going to get far. I am optimistic, but I don't think Long Island has much going for it. It's a beautiful place.
Are you seeing Long Island in general or the East End?
I guess the East End. I can't really comment on Up Island or the Nassau County or further up Suffolk County, but East End, it's very limited work. And the people that have been working for 50 plus years are the people that are doing the farming or the fishing. And that's about it.
What about your friends? What kind of thing do they do?
My friends work at IGA, mechanics, auto shops, and some just work far away, Riverhead or further, to find better jobs to advance in. There's not much. Everyone's limited. All my friends are limited. They don't really have, not to speak, you know, badly or poor on them, but I don't think they're getting anywhere around here. No. Anywhere you have to go, you can't just drive in any direction where a lot of places, 90% of the United States, you can just drive in any direction and get somewhere. You have to go west no matter what, you know, in order to find something. At least to get to the city, it's 2 hours, and then you can broaden and branch out, but other than that, you only have to go west. And that's a downfall for a lot of people to just travel that way just to get to work or...
So would you like to see the North Fork then develop much more, have more development?
No, actually. I do feel bad that there's not much around, but I'm old-fashioned. I like things staying the same. I'm not into the big buildings and the big companies, and I think Long Island or East End should stay the way it is. Nice harborfront villages. Orient is beautiful. They have 2 or 3 stores. I think that's perfect. I don't think they should put any kind of franchise or anything around here, just because, I mean, that's my opinion. I think it should stay small. The people who need to work or find something better, they do end up leaving, and that's okay, but I like it the way it is.
Do you get involved in any kind of, not necessarily political, but civic stuff about protecting the environment or anything like that?
No, I mean, I care for it. The most I do is the recycling scrap metal. I'm not part of any organizations or anything, but I do believe in it. Yeah, absolutely.
When was the last time you went scrapping? This week or?
Yeah, 2 days ago. I was driving home and I saw a microwave on the side of the road. So I picked that up and I lugged it over to my trailer. I stripped a couple parts off of it. It's random. It's like I said before, I could just be doing errands for my family and having to start working because I see metal on the side of the road or I get a phone call.
So when you get the microwave, what you stripped it of what? Tell me about that.
Well, the microwaves itself, you can get a lot more. I usually cut off the plugs, the wires for it. A lot of things like air conditioners are very good to strip because they're mostly plastic on the outside. So if you break them down, you have copper inside. You have a radiator inside. But you have to be careful with a lot of things because you have these gases like freon. You have propane tanks. You have things that you have to be careful or you cannot strip down at all. Because the cleaner the metal is without any other debris or material on it, the more money you get.
And then what do you do with the debris part?
If it's a little bit, I'll take it to the dumps, throw it in my own garbage or, you know, if it's a lot, I won't even strip it. Because you can take things to the scrapyard naturally, like stoves, which have little plastic buttons on them, but they're not worried about that. If it's too much stuff, then I won't even bother with it. Dishwashers, I don't bother with. There's a metal frame, there's a lot of wires and a little bit of copper, but they're all plastic. Well, washing machines, luckily, are all metal on the outside, and there's only a plastic insert. On the other hand, dishwashers are plastic outside, with a metal frame and plastic insert. So.
Gosh.
Yeah. There's a lot. There's a lot to know.
If I were to ride with you, if you just said to me, next Wednesday, come with me.
Okay.
What would that be like? Leaving early is one thing?
Well, leaving early is very good. I believe it's an advantage because when businesses, like a lot of restaurants and businesses around Greenport Village or Southold or pretty much anywhere, when they get there, they usually get there around 6 or 7. If they want to throw out garbage or anything, they usually do it in the morning or tend to do it in the morning for garbage pickup. So leaving early is a good advantage to be able to get that first before the garbage people. So
or your competitors.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. Also, getting phone calls is a very good advantage, but that, again, is...
Does it happen much? I mean, are there people who will contact you?
It happens, it's very sporadic. I could get 3 phone calls in one day and not get anything for 2 weeks. Summer is good though, because summer and spring, a lot of people do cleaning and renovations. So there's a lot more work. Scrapping metal is another seasonal job, just like the restaurants out here. It's better work in the summer and spring. Computers, I stay away, anything with a screen. TVs, I don't deal with. It's not enough metal. It's not enough.
And is it also toxic or are you not bothered by that?
I don't know if it is or not. I'm very aware of the freon in air conditioners and propane tanks. You have to be careful to release everything inside first. But there's also fines you can get. So you can't just go around opening gases and chemicals. You have to be very careful.
Stephanie Mariah Horton, born and raised in Greenport, is talking about her work as a scrapper and recycler of scrap metal on the east end of Long Island. This is North Fork Works on WPKN Radio.
So can you go to the dump and get stuff? Because there's a lot of stuff that people throw out there, right?
There is a little section. My family calls it the dump store. When I do go to the dump to get rid of garbage, I just go in the back. And they have that little section there. Mm-hmm. Everything's free. And if there's any metal, I will pick it up. Absolutely.
Do you find stuff there sometimes?
Yes. Yeah. Mm. A lot of times crutches. And those are aluminum.
What?
Crutches. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Crutches and anything like medical. Like there's commodes, wheelchairs. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have a workshop or where you, because you have to cut all this stuff off,
I have a big field And my grandfather has a torch and we have a grinder. So we have all the tools needed.
But you do it outside.
I do it outside. I do it outside. If it's winter, I do it outside.
So it's all covered in snow right now.
Yeah, yeah, it is. That's okay.
You must be physically strong.
I am. I don't want to say it in this term, but especially for a woman, yes, I am very strong. A lot of labor and heavy lifting. Yes. I have a herniated disc. So I had to be very careful about
it. Are you covered for medical things?
Do
you have medical coverage?
I am, but it's still scary because I heard it when I was 12. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten it diagnosed until I was 18.
Would it make sense to branch out, to have a partner or employees or anything like that?
Yes, it does. I usually work alone. But when it comes to the scrapping day, when I actually take my full trailer to the scrapyard, I do hire or ask someone to come with me to help. Because when you arrive at the scrapyard, everything is fast-paced. Mm-hmm. You need to get in, like scale in, you need to get rid of your stuff, and you need to get out. There's a lot of people there. So you want to be very, very quick. That's why I bring someone else with me. It's not a job for everyone. I just want to put that out there.
What is?
Scrapping.
Oh, I thought you meant radio.
Oh. No. You got to know what you're doing. And, you know, you don't want to ruin it for other people.
How would you ruin it for other people?
Just the scrapyard. You have to be in and out. You have to be quick. Hmm. There has been times I've went there and there's people that they don't know what they're doing. I don't know if it's just like their first time or if they're just doing this to get extra money.
They're not professionals, just, kind of thing.
Yeah,
pros.
Yeah, and they just take forever and they strip the things at the yard, and you shouldn't do that. You should be prepared when you get there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so they take up time and space and everyone's time, like their fuel. You keep your vehicles running while you're waiting, so just be prepared.
Do you worry about getting shortchanged, that they might not weigh it properly or give you enough money?
No, I have a lot of faith, especially the company I go to. It's very important that they keep their scale true, because if they don't, they can either lose a lot of money or gain a lot of money.
So what might be a typical weight of your trailer? A
couple thousand pounds. I have a 20-foot trailer with 4.5-foot sides. So I have all that space and volume in there. It could be anywhere from 800 pounds to 5,000 pounds or 10,000 pounds. It all depends on what I have.
Yeah, yeah. Do you ever actually buy scrap?
Not unless it's worth it. If there's a stove and someone wants $5, I wouldn't buy it. If stoves were made out of cast iron and it was $5, of course I would buy it. It's more money. Cast iron is more money. So you have to know what metal it is and how much you think you would profit off of that. So I do buy cars. Cars range anywhere from 200 to 1200, depending on if it's a small car, a truck, a heavy-duty truck. If I know the weight on the vehicle, I just call up the scrapyard and see the current price of vehicles by pound, and I do my math. If I get a profit of $500, I will offer that person about, at the most, $375, just because I want a little profit, you know, after taking out gas, paying someone else to help me.
Well, why else would you do it,
then? Yeah, yeah. I want to offer someone the most I can, but I also need to make something.
Are you a good business person?
I think I am, yes.
And do you keep records? Do you have a computer?
I keep all my receipts. That's the most I do. I don't have a receptionist. I don't have a computer, so I don't do that.
You don't have
that.
A computer?
No, so I do not.
Your Facebook, you just access through your phone?
Yeah, through my phone. My phone does everything, and that's all I need. So, yeah, I'm not that electronically inclined.
Just mechanically inclined,
yeah. Yes. Like, I'm old-fashioned. I keep all the paperwork. I do everything by hand. I have a calculator to add figures up and all that. But other than that, I don't keep any records. I don't file anything on the computer.
How else are you old-fashioned?
Okay, I'm not a strong believer. I'm not one of those very, very... I don't want to say crazy, but, like, I believe in women and women having just as much power as men. Not a lot of women are doing this job. I am, and I'm very proud of myself. And I love this job. Pretty much every time I go to the scrapyard, every guy gives me that look because they never see a woman doing this kind of
work.
What
is the look?
Like, wow, hi, what are you doing here? Where's your boyfriend? Where's his trailer? And they see me driving the trailer and the truck, and they see me doing the work. And I think they're impressed and also bewildered, because it's more of a work field for men.
Of course.
You know, strong people. But I believe what women can do, anything a man can do.
Are you good with typical sort of female? It's like okay, sewing yes. or knitting or fixing a sewing machine or...
Yes. A lot of people see me and they say, okay, she's a tomboy. And I don't mind that. I love heels. I mean, that's...
Heels?
Yes. Oh, man. I have like 10 pair of heels. I can't wear heels to the scrapyard, unfortunately, right. But I love getting my hair done. I love hanging out with the girls. I don't really like shopping, but...
But I mean, in terms of doing things like mending, putting on sewing a button.
Oh, yes. I can sew. Crochet. I'm learning how to crochet from my best friend. Cooking, yeah. Things? I love baking. I'm really
so
good at baking.
So those are also old-fashioned things in a way, aren't
yes.
they?
Yes. Yep. Everything from scratch. Everything is done in boxes nowadays. But my grandmother is a very good influence because every time I cook something, she says, it better not be out of a box. And I'm like, okay.
Really?
Yeah. So it's you know, it's good to have those traits, too. Everything is nowadays, I guess, easy. I feel like you should have to work for something. That way you're proud of it. You know, you shouldn't just have to, like, go to the store and buy a box of something, add milk, and then, bam, you have dinner. I think you should be proud of it at the end of the day, of what you made.
Well, it's about being self-sufficient, too,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you don't have to ask other people.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then, in fact, you're the one that they ask.
Oh, yeah.
Anything, yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got to ask you, because the complete contrast to everything we've talked about, really, is this thing that you do with nails. On your Facebook, mm-hmm. they're pretty elaborate.
Oh, yeah.
Nails, like on fingers.
Yeah, I do a lot of designs, a lot of pretty designs.
So you do this yourself at home or you have
yes,
you
I do. I travel. I travel. It's not a business. It's not a registered business. It's just something I do more or less for fun. All I ask is how much of the product I've used in return in cash.
But that's very little.
It is. But my friends do. They're like, okay, I've used about $10 of like nail polish or this kind of glitter or something. But they usually give me 15, you know, they'll tip me or something. It's not really going anywhere. I'm not relying on that. It's
would you like
something...
it to go more? Do you like it enough to develop it?
I would like to develop my scrapping bet more, absolutely. I do anything from like zebra stripes, polka dots, glitter, water marbling, which is a big thing nowadays. Anything a girl wants, if they're having a party come up or going to prom... I'm a very artistic person. I love drawing. I love doing designs. So why not do it on nails? I think it's so cool.
So your hands, I was thinking before you came, so your hands on one level are sort of hauling metal.
Yeah.
And then on the other level, you're doing this sort of very, cosmetic thing.
Yeah, it goes
are your hands
from very,
in good shape?
No, probably not. I washed them before I got here. They were filthy, but...
But really, you're doing other people's nails.
Oh, yeah.
More than your own, right?
Yeah, but I try to keep my hands nice as possible because, yes, I am a lady. I want to, you know, not have big calluses and everything, but I do what I can. My hands aren't the best, but that's okay because my hands show how much I work and what I do. I love my job. When I fill up my trailer, yeah, that's where I'm the happiest because I look back and I say, wow. That's a big trailer and I got it full. So now, you know, yes, I can go make my money. But that's not just it. I'm just proud of myself for doing that work. I love driving and towing.
Do you also think of it as being, as the recycling, the environmentally sort of good stuff?
Or? Yes, it is good. I'm absolutely happy that it's having a good impact on the world too. It's not just something where I'm just making food for someone every day. It has... a very, very good purpose for everything.
So do you think that if we talked again in a year, let's say, mm-hmm. you'd still be doing this?
Yes, absolutely.
5 years?
Absolutely.
Really? You think this is kind of like your thing in life?
I think no matter where I am or how I turn out to be, I think if anything, if it's just only a few times, I think I would still be scrapping 20 years from now.
There's always scrap, right?
If you have nothing to fall back on, there's always scrap.
Would you want to have new equipment or anything?
Oh, absolutely. I have a tire blowout every time I go to the scrapyard on my trailer. I have a bent axle on my trailer, so my tires are worn unevenly and everything breaks down on me, but that's okay. I am a very optimistic person. I'm not seeing that for the future for Long Island, the East End. No, I don't believe it's going to get further than this.
Are you optimistic about the state of the world in terms of the environment?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. I mean, things like climate change, do you think about things like that?
I do all the time. I don't think anything will affect me in my time. So I'm 23, so up until I'm 80, I don't think anything would really impact me that much to, or impact the world to disturb me or...
What about Sandy? Sandy storm.
Oh, that was terrible.
Affect you?
Not me personally. I mean, I would hate to say this. It actually helped me for my job for scrapping metal, but it was a very unfortunate event. Mm-hmm. We can't help it. We tried preparing for it, and although we prepared for it, it's nature. It hurt a lot of people and threw them back a ways. And, it's terrible, but the only thing you can do is prepare, and that's what I did.
How did you prepare?
I made sure if any of my friends were like waterfront properties, I would help them like sandbags or board up their house or remove everything from the basement and bring it up to higher levels. If anyone was trapped or their vehicles were stuck, I would tow them out or pull them out.
What about your grandfather, his fishing? Has it been affected by climate or by Sandy or anything?
No, not necessarily. His equipment, as far as his boat, if there is bad weather with the water, his boat can get knocked around, yes. The only thing my grandfather has to worry about for commercial fishing is usually the brown tide. That's it.
The algae.
Yeah, yeah. If the seafood you're eating is tainted, you can't sell that.
How's it been this year?
It's been okay. Unfortunately, lobsters have been dying down in this area. It's a hit or a miss for any kind of shellfish out there or fish. You never know. It's underwater. You can't see what's going on. Well, you set out your traps, and depending on the time or the season, if you get only a few, you know migration isn't happening in that area, or the reproduction or anything of that matter. So there is hard times and there's very good times. It all depends on the tides and the migration and the weather and the...
We should end in a minute, but I was just wondering, I'm always curious, having not been born here, what is your feeling when people call themselves North Fork Native or put that sticker on the back of their trucks or their cars?
Well, to be honest, I kind of hate it. I mean, I'm glad you're a native. I'm glad you were born and raised here. I don't like the big flashy advertising of it, though. I mean, if you're a native, you should just know that. No one else needs to know it because... I'm a native. I don't have a big sign on my truck or a sticker. I just know that I'm a native and I'm proud of it, but...
Are all your friends also born here? Most of them? Yeah. Or they've come from other places?
Everyone I know is born from Greenport and raised around here. Hmm. I don't really think I have many friends that aren't from around here. No.
Well, I really wish you luck. Thank you very much for...
Thank you.
For being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you around now. I mean,
yes.
I'll notice you on the road.
You'll see my big trailer.
Yeah. Thanks a lot then, Stephanie.
That was Stephanie Mariah Horton talking about her work as a scrapper and recycler of scrap metal on the East End of Long Island. You can hear North Fork Works on the first Wednesday of every month at 7:30 p.m. Podcasts of earlier programs are available on hazelkahn.com. North Fork Works is produced by Tony Ernst.